Seattleite Richard Haney was a blind record collector who loved to travel. Before he died from cancer 2 months ago at the age of 57, he decided he wanted to be cremated. Now his best friend, Kenya Carver, takes him with her wherever she goes.
As you can see, I have these cool little vials that I got. So little tiny portions of his ashes are going to travel with me. The one thing he said is that he really wished he could have seen more of the world. And I know it was his life dream to go to Italy. So hopefully one of these will make it. I actually wanted to bring the vials to the funeral, and too many people thought it was totally psycho, to be honest with you. His family actually thought it was really cool, and they made a beautiful box, like, for all the little vials, and said, and had something printed that said, "Help Richard see the world." But too many people were nervous. So I decided, well, hell, I can just do it myself.
Back in 1980, when Kenya's friend was cremated, only 4% of people in America had their bodies turned to ash. Today, it's about half. But the Pacific Northwest is skewing those numbers. In fact, about 90% of people here in Seattle are cremated when they die. Jeff Jorgensen is owner of Elemental Cremation and Burial in Seattle. He says cremation is in Seattle's blood.
It's part of our legacy. It's something that we've had in our community for 100 years. Funeral traditions are very regional and cultural. And so you get into the Deep South and, you know, you have a highly religious community with a tradition, you know, that's founded in the Episcopal tradition or Methodist or Catholic. And those religious convictions sort of translate into the larger society. Even if someone doesn't believe it, the community's doing that. So that's what you do with your loved one. We don't have a strong tradition of religious legacy here in Seattle. So we tend to more pragmatic, cost-conscious disposition.
So figuring out what to do with the remains of a loved one is an intensely personal issue.
Mm-hmm.
But is there an environmental impact?
There is. I mean, there's an impact to everything we do, right? And cremation is sort of a one-time impact as far as emissions are concerned. The emissions from cremation are, you know, 300 to 400 miles of car driving, you know, thereabouts. Whereas an interment in a traditional cemetery, one that you'd be familiar with around here, you know, there's long-term impacts of maintaining that lawn and edging those markers and, you know, irrigation and fertilizer and all that.
And so strictly speaking, just on an environmental basis, cremation is more environmentally friendly than a regular burial?
Correct, yes. I mean, it depends on your time scale. If you're talking about one day, no. If you're talking about a year or 10 years, yes, it is. The greenest form of disposition is green burial in a natural cemetery that's designed for, you know, low impact interment.
Oh, there are green cemeteries.
Yeah, there's one up in Ferndale. They have a plan mapped out for how they're going to maintain that cemetery that's low impact, low chemicals. You know, you don't use vaults, concrete, metal, things like that.
Now, in cases of cremation, some people keep or bury the ashes of their loved ones. Others want to scatter those ashes in an important place to them. Are there laws about where you can and cannot do that?
There are regulations that surround it. Basically, you need to ask permission wherever you're going to do it. In the waterways around Seattle, you can scatter without permission. In fact, the Washington State Ferries has a program that you can call ahead and schedule a memorial service, and you can scatter off the back of the boat in its crossing. But when you get into national parks, you need to talk to the park ranger, county parks, state parks, you need to talk to the authority there. And permits are relatively easy to get. It's not that difficult.
Jeff Jorgensen is owner of Elemental Cremation and Burial here in Seattle. Now, I understand a few companies offer services where you can scatter ashes out of a seaplane. Do you recommend that?
I recommend whatever makes the family feel better. I mean, whatever's healing for the family, I think that's a fabulous idea. Scattering from an aircraft, as a pilot, I don't recommend it if you don't know how to. But those companies that do it, you know, and that's their profession, absolutely.
People might remember the scene in The Big Lebowski where the ashes just kind of blow back on someone. So there's a right way and a wrong way to dispose of ashes outside of a plane.
Yeah, very much so.
I understand there was a scare with the scattering of ashes over a sports stadium where people were afraid that anthrax was being spread around. What happened?
The guy's dad had wanted to be scattered at a Mariners game, I believe. And so he actually took it upon himself to scatter, take a plane and scatter over Safeco. So it was post 9/11 world, and you know, someone tries to scatter ashes.
White powder, eek.
Yeah, not good.
What happened to that guy?
You know what? I wish I had more answers for you on this one. I would imagine they stopped him at Boeing Field when he landed.
It didn't do that again.
No.
Now, besides scattering ashes in a meaningful place, I understand you can actually use the ashes in objects. What are some people doing?
So there are a whole bunch of different things you can do. You can be made into a diamond. You can be filled in shotgun shells. You can be put into fireworks. You can be put into space. They're all options for...
Wait a minute. You can make ashes into diamonds?
Absolutely.
This sounds like a get-rich-quick scheme if you can take someone's ashes and make them into a diamond.
I think it's a fairly costly process for them to do. It takes about a cup of the remains, and they will make it into a diamond of the color of your choosing and size of your choosing. And, you know, I mean, it's not cheap. But the thing is that people think when you do something like that, you're using all of the remains, and there's actually a lot of remains left. So you're really only using a portion of the remains to do that.
Do you get a lot of requests for that?
I have yet to have anyone made into a diamond, but call me if you need it.
On your website, you mentioned, do not put ashes down the toilet. Are there enough people that want to do this that you felt it was necessary to say it?
You know, it's tapered off, but I used to get that question about every 3 months or so.
Is it okay if I put the ashes down the toilet?
Your plumbing bill. No, it's not. Legally, I suppose you could do it. It would not be wise or advisable.
Not good for the pipes?
No.
Why did people want to put ashes down the toilet?
You know, the requests I've had are generally, you know, spouses that have been separated or, you know, people forget that, you know, not everyone during life is really that pleasant and they don't get more pleasant after death. So, you know, those legacies remain.
Boy, the ultimate disrespect, flushing the ashes down the toilet.
It's pretty bad.
What have I not asked you that you're dying to tell me?
Oh, that's not
That's fair. A bad joke.
Oh, my gosh, the puns, they keep going. I think if there's one takeaway when we talk about end-of-life matters, I think that communicating with your family about what you want to do and how you want to do it, you know, opening that conversation so they don't have to ask you is the biggest thing. If you want cremation and if you want scattering or if it's something that appeals to you or you just want to leave it in their hands, make that a dialogue and don't just say, I don't care, you do whatever you want, because that isn't fair to the family, right? So, you know, cremation is something that's a wonderful experience for families, and they can do so much with that end-of-life decision because it's so flexible. You can scatter, you can inter, you can, you know, have viewings and visitations. You can do all these things, but it really takes communication within the family to come up with the right thing.
Jeff Jorgensen is owner of Elemental Cremation and Burial, located in Seattle. This is The Record on KUOW.